First Timothy, chapter 1, verse 15. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all welcome, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Such a simple, straightforward statement by Paul. How could anyone f up this verse? Watch and see. Well, yeah, Jesus Christ saves sinners, but they have to stop sinning long enough to believe in him, and then he saves them. Because not believing in Jesus is a terrible sin. To sin means to miss the mark. That's what it means. To screw up. To go off on errant tangents. Unbelief. Not believing what Jesus did on the cross. Not believing it. I don't want. That's a sin. Jesus Christ came into the world to save those kinds of people who were doing that, who were rejecting him, who were not interested, sinning. He comes to save those people. But we're told by the Christian religion that he can only save you if you stop doing that, that is, quit being a sinner long enough to do something completely, gorgeously righteous, which is believe in Jesus. So you see, in that skewed 180 degree to reality world, Jesus Christ does not save sinners. He saves people who stop sinning long enough to do a righteous act, such as believe in Jesus. Let me give you another example of how ludicrous this is. I thought of this today and I had to make this. I know you've heard a message like this from me before, but today you're hearing it in a completely new way. Think of it this way. Jesus Christ came into the world to save drowning people. Let's say Jesus Christ came into the world. This is why he came, to save drowning people. Simple, right? Can't be f***ed up, right? Well, yeah, Jesus Christ comes into the world to save drowning people, but you at least have to grab onto a log and get yourself to shore. But he saves drowning people. As long as you stop drowning long enough to not be drowning, and then he saves drowning people. This is insanity. It's confusion. It's misdirection, deceit. It is the fruit of believing the lies of Satan. Satan is delighted that this has been so screwed up. But no, that's not saying it strong enough. Satan is the one who screwed it up. Weird. All right, here's another deal I thought of this morning. Couldn't wait to bring this to you today. Let's look at it this way now. Jesus Christ came into the world to give every single person in the world a free pass to Disney World. Jesus Christ came into the world to give every single person on the planet a free pass, a ticket, a golden ticket to Disney World. And he puts it in front of everyone, right in front of the table, right on the table. Everybody has a free pass to Disney World. So, why do some people believe it and some people don't? This now gets into the question of belief. Then what is the value of belief? If Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and if sinners cannot believe, they don't know how to believe, they misbelieve, they misbehave, and they misbelieve. Why does the Bible, why does Paul talk about believing? Believing is belief in a fact. Yes, listen to me again. Belief is belief in a fact. Belief is the caboose that follows the engine of Jesus Christ's accomplishment. You're believing that he saved you when you were a sinner, when you were drowning. Not some stupid game where you have to stop drowning enough. You have to get on the shore and then Jesus Christ saves you when you're drowning. You have to stop disbelieving, then Jesus Christ saves you when you're a sinner. Total BS. So faith is a belief after the fact. The fact is established. And I'm going to use this analogy with the pass to Disney World. Hang on. Where do you see this? This is great. We present facts. Christianity says you must believe in something that's not true as it stands, as you stand, but will only become true when you believe in it. So your belief is this magical thing that makes a fiction into a fact. Now, I said something that might have shocked some of you. I said, oh, this guy's going to start his motorcycle. I got my neighbor over here, and he's got a motorcycle. He's going to fire it up right next to my car. All right, here he goes. He doesn't even know I'm in here, probably. Anyway, it's not too bad. I thought it was like a Harley. It's going to rumble. All right, not too bad. So think of it this way. You might say to me, Martin, isn't faith an assurance concerning things which are not being observed? Yes, it is. The fact of salvation is not yet being observed. This doesn't change the truth that we are asked to have faith in a fact, in something that is real, something that is done, something that is true. For instance, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, not people who stop sinning long enough. He came into the world to save people who are drowning, not people who can stop drowning long enough to save their own selves. So, why do some people, we have this great truth that all humanity has been saved by Jesus Christ at the cross. And my analogy there, that all humanity has been saved and justified by Jesus Christ at the cross, is everyone in the world has a free ticket to Disney World. There it is. Why do some people not pick it up? Here's what happens. If you look at that thing and you go, wow, for real, this is my guarantee. This gets me in. My analogy is Jesus Christ's work on the cross gets everybody into God. In this analogy, Disney World is God World. Disney World is getting to be with God forever. So you take this, you march right in. We get the ticket, we look at it, and we go, yay. And so we go to Disney World, and it's like, here's my free ticket. And we're looking around and going, dude, this is awesome. Where is everybody? And then God and Jesus, like, so we get there early, you see. We get to Disney World right away. We just go, whoa, we want to get in. Free ticket. Where is everybody? We're looking around. This is the greatest thing ever. Everybody had a ticket. Well, some people didn't believe it. They just didn't believe it was real. It was true. It was too good to be true, I guess, to them. I'm going to tell you why they don't believe it here in a second. I'm going to tell you why, using the same Disney World analogy. So we go there and we're early. We're like, hello. Where the hell is everybody? Mickey Mouse is there. Goofy. Snow White. And us. And God and Jesus Christ. Well, this is, and it's better than we've ever imagined. Here's why. Jesus Christ gives a parable in Matthew chapter 13 about seed that is sown. And it is sown on different kind of ground. And some people just don't get it. They don't believe it. Lies are told about that ticket. I'm going to tell you about that too. Lies are told. Let me tell you about that first. Lies are told about the ticket. The ticket is real. The ticket that everybody has, it's real. But some people put a filter on top of it to keep you from seeing it. They say to you, this is Satan saying this to you through the Christian religion. It's not really free. Who gives everybody in the world a free ticket to Disney World? No. No, you have to get a part-time job. And you have to earn half of the money. You have to earn three quarters of it. Yes, it's free, quote unquote, but you have to get a job earn 75%. And you have to read this biography of Walt Disney. And when you get to Disney World, there's going to be a quiz at the gate. You have to get a 85% on the quiz, and then you go to Disney World. Ah, everybody is disappointed. Oh, crap, man. I thought, and so then they never just take the ticket. They never take the ticket. They don't believe it because they have been told lies concerning it. Who told those lies? Satan. How does Satan introduce those lies into the world? Through the Christian religion. What God is telling, is Martin Zender, it's Paul is telling you that salvation is free and it doesn't depend on your behavior? Oh my God, that's not true. No, you have to put away your sin. You have to repent or be baptized or come to our church or say the sinner's prayer. You have to give up all your bad habits and you have to be sincere about it. You have to analyze your heart. You have to give up Hershey bars for Lent. And so that's the lie. Nobody ever sees the ticket because all these filters are hazy. They're all over it. Christianity does that. They screw up the glory of this free ticket. That's real as can be. As real as can be. Golden. Real as can be. You understand that? It's a fact. And you're going to see that eventually everybody picks it up. I'm going to show you why. So another lie Satan does is he distracts you. Christianity is the vehicle he uses for this as well. Oh, what is this? That's a free ticket to Disney World. Ah, why do you want to go to Disney World? You want to go to Paris, France. That's better. Oh my God, Paris is great. Really, Paris? Oh, so it's a distraction game to get you away from it. This is Christianity wanting to get you to church. You want to get into church. Like, this is like, go directly to Disney World. Do not pass the Main Street Baptist Church. Do not worry about collecting $200. Although, in the analogy of the church, you'd have to give $200. It's a distraction, it's a misdirection, it's a redirection. Don't you want to go to Paris, France, and then Satan shows you all sorts of brochures? There's Montmartre, look at that. There's L'Arc de Triomphe, La Tour Eiffel. Who doesn't want this? Okay, so, and it's a disappointment. It's raining all the time, it's cold. Bunch of Muslims are taking over. That's just not what you expected. I mean, it's all happening at Disney World beyond anyone's wildest dreams. And you got the ticket, but you believed the stupid lies. It's not really free. That's a lie. It is. Somebody said to me, Zender, you're making salvation cheap. Because I said, you know, you could still be a sinner and you're still saved. You're making it cheap. I said, did I make it cheap? I'm sorry, God, I didn't mean to do that. I meant to say it was free. So anyway, the other thing is the misdirection. Off they go. Oh my God, there's a third lie. I'm going to get to what Jesus said about this parable. Listen to this. Then these same Christians who Satan uses to keep people from understanding how great this and real this free ticket to Disney World is. No, there's a third lie. If you don't... Oh my God. Let me get this straight. They tell you that their version of the ticket, whether it's going to Paris or it's not really true, if you don't redeem their lying version of it, then God, who put the ticket down there in the first place, which they have covered with the filter of lies, and they have misdirected you to go somewhere else, it's like they've written you an alternative ticket, not that one, a ticket to church or a ticket to all these things you have to do. They said that if you don't pick that up, then God is going to torture you forever. Yes, he did love you enough. He wants you to go to this wonderful place. And yes, he has a quote free unquote ticket to it. I once saw a sign that said, earn free gas. I'm like, what? I saw it in Baldwin, Michigan, back in the early 90s. Earn free gas. That's the Christian offer right there. It's free, but you got to earn it. Earn free gas. If I have to earn it, it's not free. So if you don't pick up our alternate version of this ticket, then God is going to torture you. He's going to take all the people who rejected the ticket. And in fact, you're the people who are rejecting it. You don't realize that. You have your alternate version of it. You're rejecting the original, pure, clean, free thing. You're layering it with lies. Well, we have to do this, 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 this. And then you're so twisting it that you have an alternate version of it that's not the thing at all. Or you stamp it with another destination, send everybody to Paris, France, which is my equivalent of go to church. If you don't do that, then God is going to take everyone who doesn't do that, even though he loves you enough to give you this great offer. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But if you don't believe in this only begotten son, and if you don't accept his love, then he's going to lock everyone in a giant oven. But the oven's not made of bricks. No, it's an iron oven, and it's huge. And people are shackled to the sides of the oven. Everyone who doesn't accept Jesus' love, they're shackled by their neck, by their wrists, on either side. They're spread out, spread eagled, their legs are spread apart, arms are spread apart, their neck is bolted to the wall, and then God and Jesus heat up the oven. They heat it up to 1,000 degrees, then 2,000 degrees, and nobody can move in this giant metal oven. And the temperature, the heat scorches everyone's skin. The skin against metal scorches it. And people, of course, begin to convulse and shrink away, and their skin starts to fall off, and they start to die. And somebody says, Jesus, Jesus, some people are going to die. And Jesus says, what? Nobody's allowed to die here. And so he calls up this amazing miracle. And with this amazing miracle, he somehow preserves everyone's life. He keeps them alive so that they can suffer worse, so that they can be tortured in this giant heated oven. This is the sick, demented, criminally f***ed up teaching of Christianity, based on all the lies. That's what God's going to do if you don't take their version of this ticket. What did Jesus say about the seed? He gave a parable to his disciples about a sower. I'm telling you why people aren't like us. They just don't, like, wow, take it at face value, no filter, no alternate destination, and we just go to Disneyland and go, or Disney World. Like, what? Look at this. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is amazing. Or there, hello, nobody's there except us. Why didn't the rest of the world pick up the ticket? Well, they were deceived. But Jesus gets into detail in as far as sowing a seed, the seed being the word. Everyone hearing the word of the kingdom and not understanding, coming is the wicked one and snatching what has been sown in his heart. People originally, the first reaction might be, wow, but then Satan comes and instantly twists everything. And I told you how he does that, uses the Christian religion. This is the one who's being sowed beside the road. Yet he who is being sown on the rocky places, this is he who is hearing the word and straightaway with joy is getting it, yet has no root in himself but is temporary. And at the coming of affliction or persecution, because of the word, straightaway he is snared. So he sees this free thing and he gets excited about it. And he goes, wow, this is free. He tells his pastor about it, this guy, and the pastor goes, it's not free. Who told you that? This guy named Martin Zender, or this guy named Paul, this guy named Jesus. He says, no, that's not free, it's not free. And if you believe it's free, you're out of our group. In other words, you become marginalized. This is where the persecution comes in, and people realize. And I'm telling you this, if you believe this truth of that Jesus Christ saved the world, and that everybody is eventually getting to Disney World, then you will be persecuted. Anyone wanting to live devoutly in this life will be persecuted. Devout, in the Greek, it just means to well revere. That's a two-part English equivalent in the Greek there. And it's to revere God, to revere his word, to believe what he says, to look at a good translation and find out that God's plan is bigger than what organized religion has told you. So this is the persecution that will come to you if you believe what I'm telling you, if you believe the truth that God is the Savior of all humanity, and that the Bible has been mistranslated at critical points, like the word eternal and the word hell, mistranslated. This Bible teaches the salvation of all humanity. It does. This isn't the wishful thinking of teary-eyed grandmothers. Oh, I just hope Jesus is the Savior of the world. Oh, oh. No, this is fact based on rightly translated scripture. I have the concordant version of the New Testament right here. This is hardcore. Hardcore. the truth is in here. You just look one level beneath the surface and you got it. You got to get a concordance if you have the King James Version or the NIV or the NASB. They all have corresponding concordances. You can do it. I know you can do it. Now, he was being sown in the thorns. This is he who is hearing the word, and the worry of this eon and the seduction of riches are stifling the word, and it is becoming unfruitful. Stifling the seduction of the world. There's so many things that keep people from caring about this free ticket to God world, Disney world. Satan comes in and he dangles attractive things from this world that this world has to offer. Like, you know, cars, houses, jewelry. But my friends, and this is, I'll close with this. Believing the truth, having faith in a fact, having been given the gift of belief now, brings you in early to God's amazing kingdom. We get in very soon. We will be snatched away to join Christ early in Disney World. We will be with him during the 1,000 years. Other people won't. We'll be ruling and reigning with him among the celestials. Other people won't, because of the many reasons I just told you. Lies by Christianity, misdirection by Christianity, and the attractions of this world. And this is a good analogy, I do believe, to explain 1 Timothy 4:10, one of my favorite verses. God is the Savior of all humanity, especially of believers. He's the Savior of all humanity. He came into the world to give free passes to Disney World to everyone. And they'll eventually redeem them. Everyone will eventually redeem them. They'll eventually believe that the thing is true. Those given faith come in early. That's what the especially means. We get to Disney World before the thing even opens officially to the public. Yes, we get special treatment. We go backstage. We get to meet Minnie Mouse. And we get to meet Donald Duck. And possibly Popeye. I don't know. And the public comes in later. And it's going to be great for them because God's the Savior of them too. Everybody got the free ticket. Remember, everybody. But there's a great conflagration coming upon this planet as it did in the days of Noah. I'm talking about the tribulation, and everything's going to be stripped away. There's coming a day. But all the distractions are finally going to be peeled away, and all those filters, all those lies will be stripped. And then the people will be looking down at that same freaking ticket that has been sitting there on their placemat in front of them the whole time. And with everything finally out of the way at the great white throne, you know, it's not going to be any amazing thing to have faith that's going to be sitting right there. No more lies. Satan's locked away. No more lies. No more Christianity. That's been abolished. And there's the ticket. And they're going to say, how long has this ticket been here? Like the guy in Field of Dreams that finally sees the baseball players. When did these baseball players get here? They've been there. The ticket's been there the whole time. But you, God didn't give you faith to just believe that it was a fact. But I said it was for everybody, didn't I? Everybody is going to Disney World. Everyone will be in Disney World with God, because all that will be turned away, and then they'll say, here's my ticket. And off they go to Disney World, not having worked for it, not having done anything for it, coming in later. And when they get there, we will already have been flitting about the Magic Kingdom. The celestial version of Epcot Center, whatever the hell that would be. And I'll say, glad you finally made it. And they'll say, I could have been in here when you got in here. I said, why? I could have been here early with you. Well, yes and no. You weren't destined to be. That's just the way it was. But yeah, that ticket was in front of you the whole time. And it's not that turning it in is a work. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's good to go. The ticket is good to go. It's good to go. You don't even have to, let's put it this way. You don't even have to walk, drive to Orlando. No. You click your heels 3 times. You don't have to do that. That's the Wizard of Oz. Maybe I Dream of Jeannie. You blink, bing. Or maybe Bewitched. You wrinkle your nose. No, that's still something you're doing. Let's just say that as soon as the faith comes, God whisks you there magically on divine magic carpet. Not even Walt Disney thought of that.